Ole!
What is up, everybody? It is your boy, Rex.
It's your boy, Skittles.
And we're back with another random... We're back with another edition of Random Unnamed Podcast.
Back from Studio 4.0? 5.0? I don't know. We got the fucking studio set back up in the studio. So... We got our normal setup again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels good again. I mean, I'm not saying the last couple weeks since we started all this shit, it hasn't been, but it feels more comfortable. We got the TV monitor back up. We got all the desk properly set up and everything like that when we record. So this shit's all fucking back.
Yeah.
It feels good again. What is up?
As in like a couple of minutes, go ahead and check out Chris's podcast.
Yeah, if you want to hear what we've been talking about during our pregame, while we set all of our shit up and everything like that, make sure you go check out Chris's sidecast on Anchor and anywhere you listen to your podcast, including wherever you're listening to this podcast. Chris's podcast, Chris's sidecast, is available on that website. So go check it out and listen to what we were rambling about prior to recording this show. So, because we talked about quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. We hella did.
Oh, yeah. So, what do you want to start off with this week?
All right. So, let's start off with what the fuck we got on in front of us right now.
All right. So, I guess, now, from what I've heard, now, before I read this, I've heard multiple reports, because I've heard that certain divisions in college football, which starts in a couple weeks, are going to play. From this tweet from @ClayTravis says, the baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer, high school football, golf, ladies golf, NASCAR, women's NBA, don't know what that is, boxing, UFC, horse racing, F1.
Oh, National Women's Soccer League.
Okay. F1, tennis can all play, but college football cannot. This is pure insanity. One of the retweets that we see on the screen says, all of those sports are professional, college is not, and of all of those, only the NBA, WNBA, and soccer have done it right. So, I don't know what soccer has done. I know what the NBA and WNBA have done. And for the most part, they did do it right. We can't say if football's done it right or not because... can't say if football's done it right because football hasn't come back yet.
Yeah. See, the thing... Already, the thing is, I can see with this is the fact that... All right, for one, that's true. It's true. They're not professional. They're on their way to becoming professional. Or they're trying to make a name for themselves. I get that. But at the same time, compared to a professional athlete, if something happened to those college players, how the fuck are they going to be able to get through that situation compared to someone who has the extra resources just to battle whatever shit they catch?
Mm-hmm. So it's an article from ESPN. It says the Power Five conferences are talking about no fall football, and the commissioners from the Power Five conferences held an emergency meeting on Sunday as there is growing concern among college athletics officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports can't be played because of the coronavirus pandemic. No major decisions were made on Sunday, but multiple sources in several Power 5 conferences told ESPN the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if their respected presidents do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. Several sources indicated that the Big Ten presidents, following the meeting on Saturday, are ready to pull the plug on its fall sports season. If they decide to postpone it, the chancellors from the Power 5 conferences, the ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC will fall in line with them. So, So we'll see. Notre Dame, who has close ties to the Power 5, decided to join the ACC in football this year instead of remaining independent due to the challenges of the pandemic. Notre Dame athletic director verbalized one of the central issues with alternating the season. So we'll see what happens. I think it'll suck without college sports this year, for the rest of this year. But at the same time, I still see it where it doesn't really matter if there is or not. So we'll see. I mean, I hope there is for the kids, is, you know, the college players and whatnot. Yeah. But at the same time, there's, I don't know how many colleges or how many, there are so many schools across this country, including my kids' schools, that are starting all online.
Yeah.
So, for the most part, most schools are all going to be online. So, if all schools are going to be online, how is it going to be possible to prevent students being on campus if you're allowing, whatchamacallit, you know what I mean?
Not only that, not everyone has Wi-Fi either.
Yeah.
Or internet in general. Yeah.
So, luckily with our school district, where we're at, there, if you're a student who doesn't have Wi-Fi at home, now, of course, we do, but if you don't, they're actually giving out portable hotspots for students to use.
I wonder how many, like, as far as, like, for every school? Or just college?
Well, no, the Fresno Unified.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing it for all their students. So, like, for us, if we didn't have Wi-Fi here, we could tell them we didn't have Wi-Fi.
And you know how many parents are going to be fucking taking that shit?
Oh, I know, right? Not even that. They're giving out laptops to anybody who's over fourth grade.
It's not bad.
And anybody who's under fourth grade, so kindergarten to third grade, everybody's getting a tablet. So my daughter already has one. But my son, who will start kindergarten this year, is getting a tablet. I gotta switch this fan pointing at us. It's fucking hot as fuck in this room.
Oh, man. All right, so I have two jokes of the week. All right. So there's one that's there. This one is a COVID joke. We know how serious this is, but this is nothing bad. But once again, all this shit ties back into Avengers. So there's a picture with Doctor Strange when he was looking at all the outcomes, right? This meme says, this guy saw 14,605,000 alternate futures and didn't tell us anything about the COVID-19. Now here's the main joke of the week. If you look at if you go to our polls on Twitter, which you can follow us @RU_podcast, our post has a couple of hashtags that don't make sense of worth a damn with anything that we got that our poll is about. So our poll, if you guys want, go ahead and take a shot at it. Taco Bell or Del Taco for the rest of your life. Hashtag fast food. Hashtag deliciousness. Hashtag go on Pornhub. Hashtag watch Piper Perry's story. Hashtag BBC. Hashtag stupid shit before recording. Now, this is why the Pornhub, watch Piper Perry, and BBC thing came up. All right. So here we go. So, this teen Trump supporter is Piper Perry. She's lost her scholarship and her life was ruined by liberal media's lies. Facebook and other lamestream media keep taking down the video of her story. Help her fight back. Search for Piper Perry destroyed by BBC to learn the truth that they don't want you to hear.
Where's the button? There it is. Right
there we go.
That deserves multiple. She's fucking funny as fuck.
Man, I came across that shit last night. I was fucking.
Yeah, that shit was fucking. Fuck, dude, that shit was funny.
You know what I did yesterday? For the first time in like hella long. Watch fucking wrestling.
Dude, we both did it Friday night. That was the first time in fucking a while that we watched it. We watched SmackDown. Actually, and you know what? Not only was it the first time in a while that I had watched it, it's the first time in God knows how long that I've watched it live.
Right?
And like, we watched it from start to finish live, and that's the first time in
forever. Who the fuck was that group that fucking ran off, chased off
Retribution. I double-checked the name of it. I'll pull it up right now. But, yeah, it was Retribution. Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of that, today is Alexa Bliss's birthday. So.
Happy birthday.
So, where did it go? All right,
hold Alexa. On. Not the one from Amazon.
Not that one. Not that. Where'd it go? All right, I know I saw it earlier. Maybe it was Facebook. Oh, shit. Who the fuck is it? Oh, that's Carmella.
Damn.
All right, where the fuck did it go? Oh, yeah, there we go. Retribution. See, I knew that's what it was.
Yeah.
Retribution. So.
So what? So their whole thing is just come out and fucking.
Well, I don't know.
Wreck shit.
I mean, that's what they did on Monday, and that's what they did on Thursday. So, I don't fucking.
Dude, Sheamus had every right to be pissed off.
Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Because of a. I never realized how short Chad Gable was.
When he's standing next to fucking. When he's standing next to Corbin, fuck yeah. I mean.
Because like, back then, you assume he was a regular height, right?
I mean.
Right, because it was,
go ahead.
Because it was Chad Gable and what was the other dude's name? The one that was Kurt Angle's son.
Fucking
Because they were Team Alpha something.
Shit, what was his name? I don't remember. But Baron Corbin, King Corbin, is billed at 6'8".
Yeah.
So I mean. And then Shorty G is billed at 5'8". So he's my height. So
5'8" makes me seem like 5'3", yo. Like,
right. Who the fuck did he tell? Oh, all right. Wikipedia, here it comes.
Wikipedia.
No, not Shelton.
Team Alpha, some All American, something, wasn't it?
Where the? All right, what the fuck? No, it wasn't Shelton because Shelton was after he came up.
Yeah.
What? Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. American Alpha.
Yeah, that's what.
Shit. Can't find shit.
Damn.
Yeah, him and Jason Jordan when he first started. Well, but then again, I mean, Jason Jordan was billed at 6'3". So there's only like a small height difference. Five, you know, there's a foot difference between Gable and, you know, Corbin. So did you ever find out who that chick was?
Fuck no.
No?
I think Corbin just had a kid too. I think so.
Well, that's his daughter. Yeah, that's his daughter. And that wasn't the same chick, was it?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Hmm. If you dude, he makes some bomb ass looking food. He always cooking on his Instagram and shit.
That'll work.
Yeah. All right, you know what? All right, here we go. Hold on. Go old school. Go.
Let's see.
Go Wrestling Inc., man. That's old school fucking rumors fucking page and shit right there, man.
Yep.
I remember growing up listening to this shit, fucking, or not listening to this shit, but reading this shit.
Wait, what? Wait, go back up. I seen something about Chris Jericho, man. Chris Jericho comments on Matt Hardy's chair spot from
last week's AEW.
Oh, so Matt Hardy's on AEW
now? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, as the the broken character.
Delete. That's crazy because we just saw a match with Corbin and Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy's still on.
He's still on, yeah.
Yeah, he's still on fucking shit. All right, what the fuck? August 9th. I need fucking Friday. What the fuck, man?
Because I think it was fucking. He was talking to Sheamus.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you just?
I don't fucking know.
Titties though.
Oh yeah, and Mandy's sporting the new haircut. I think she looks better. I mean, don't get me wrong, she looked amazing with long hair. Don't get me wrong, and Mandy's fucking fine as fuck. But the short hair that she's rocking now, I honestly think she looks good.
Sonya Deville.
That's it.
Hey, she came in and fucked Mandy up though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's for sure. My phone going off. Oh, here we go. Firefly Funhouse. Was there two segments with that? Because this is where it says, but it doesn't say anything. This is, I don't fucking know. Yeah, we'll have to find that out.
We probably had to just look it up on YouTube or something.
That is true, huh? YouTube. King Corbin. SmackDown Live.
8, what was that? 8-7? 40. Because they were taught, it was an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Sheldon Bills,
man. Mm-hmm.
Fucking with Shorty G. Or you should. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, there it goes.
There we go.
It's only 7 comics.
Wait, hold on. Why isn't this shit connected to the roadcaster? Hold on. Hold on, momento. There we go. Yeah.
Play that from the beginning.
So you came in from LA. What'd you say your name was again?
Sarah.
Sarah. Well, I'm the king, and I'll be happy to show you around.
Oi, Corbin.
So she's not even fucking. She's probably an up and coming fucking. Star then. I don't know who the fuck. Oh, wait. Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. Huh. Is it the new chick? I think it's the new chick. Because she was on... Whatchamacallit.
Isn't that her right there?
That one? No. Is that her? That's Claire.
Claire, yeah. Let's put her name in Sarah. Bachelorette Sarah. Oh, yeah, so just...
There you go. No, not that one at least. I don't know.
Whoever she was fine.
Yeah. People listening to this shit be like, y'all ain't talking.
Yeah.
The fuck y'all doing? Looking shit up, trying to find a hot chick. All right.
See, look, and we getting applause for it. Go to Twitter and see.
Go back to Twitter and there's a fucking gif of Anne Hathaway fucking clapping for us. All right. Well, first and foremost, since we're talking about WWE, I'll hit this button real quick, play it in the background. James Harris died today at 70. If you're a wrestling fan, you would know him as Kamala. And he died at the age of 80. Or 70, sorry. I was giving him 10 years.
Damn.
I remember growing up and when he was still around. He was mainly in the 80s and early 90s and shit like that. But I remember watching him and whatnot. And that sucks. I mean, anytime we lose somebody... we talked about this when Kobe passed and whatnot. When we lose somebody who we grew up watching, we have that attachment to those people, whether we knew them personally or not. And they always have an effect on our lives and whatnot. So
we need that. We need to sample that that cry from Keith Crew.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that shit. Yeah. Now that I got everything all set back up, it makes it easier.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
If you guys want to watch something funny.
If y'all want to know how the, you know what? Let's fucking find that shit right now. Let's play that shit. Rest in peace, fucking Kamala, though.
That's definitely. For
sure. What was it?
Keith Crew, K-E-E-F.
What?
K-E-E-F.
Let's
put it in game. Yeah, there.
All right. So, if you guys want to understand the reason for the coronavirus, this is it. This started the coronavirus, and this is why we're going through what we're going through right now.
Not the video itself, but. Not the video that we're watching, just what happens in Endgame.
Yep.
Warning, this video contains spoilers for Marvel's Avengers Endgame. If you haven't seen that movie yet, please don't watch this, you dumbass.
I cannot wait for this movie.
Might as well,
finally.
Make it a super
screen. Oh my god, it's starting.
Say what?
Might as well make it full screen.
Right?
Yo, is that Tony? Wait, why is he so skinny? I swear, if Tony dies in the first 5 minutes of this story, I'm gonna bawl my eyes out. Is that a star about to hit their ship? Oh, that's Captain Marvel. How does she know where to find him? Don't matter to me. Tony's alive. Damn, so everybody's dead. Like, that was not a dream. Okay, Thanos making soup peacefully on a farm is the highlight of my 2019 already. Look at him. He's just eating and minding his own business. I'm not supposed to relate to mass murderers. Oh, so they just rolled up and beat his ass. Oh my god, they cut off his arm? Y'all going too far? This is a Disney movie. And there goes his head. Now, Thor, if you had done that last movie, we wouldn't need a sequel.
Is that it? We have coronavirus.
Main villain dead in the first 20 minutes of a 3-hour movie? What the? I wonder if this movie's gonna implement some form of time travel. Ah, I was wondering when that would come in. Tony Stark explaining how time travel works by making fun of Back to the Future. What will these writers think of next? Wait, is that the Hulk? In a shirt? Speaking in proper sentences? And just like that, Tony Stark learns how to time travel. Well, damn. Well, he built the first Iron Man in a cave, so I guess this makes sense. So Ant-Man's a baby now. Nice. Okay, I think I'm starting to like this new take on Hulk Banner. The Hulk's in the back of a truck? Wait, what do we call this? Banner Hulk? Hanner. I'm really liking this new take on Hulk. Bruce Hulk? Brolk? Oh, it's Asgard. They're gonna show Thor. Bro, it's been 5 years. I'm sure he's been training like... Ladies, why are y'all leaving the theater? It's just more love to go around. So time machine works, cool. So the time travel is like us watching everything all over again. Okay, so the Ancient One would beat the Hulk in a 1v1. I guess that's confirmed. Oh, it's Captain America. That right there, that's America's ass. Captain America just said Hail Hydra. I get it, because in the comics he was, you know, part of the, never mind. Of all people, did Tony Stark just screw up the entire plan? Captain America versus Captain America? Okay, so Nebula past and present share the same Wi-Fi password. Now Thanos knows everything. So Captain Iron Man are in the past, but they gotta go to the past's past to return to the future. Huh. Shut the... Is that Stan Lee? Don't cry. Wait, if Thor got his hammer from the past, doesn't that mean his past self no longer has a hammer? Did no one tell Black Widow and Hawkeye the requirements of getting the Soul Stone? That's kind of messed up. Hawkeye, you've been lugging that bow for 11 years, dog. I know you love it. You'll sacrifice that thing is dead. And there goes Black Widow. Oh, shit. Hold on. That's not the right Nebula. Oh God, Hulk is about to use the Infinity Stones. Wait, did it work? Are the people back? Well, Thanos sure is back. Did I just witness Ant-Man die? That was a huge explosion right next to the window. Did I just see Ant-Man die? Thanos really just gonna sit there and wait for people to come run his fade. Avengers, come on and get your ass whooped. Again. Thanos versus Avengers rematch. It's about to get real. My God, Thanos is gonna kill Thor with his own axe. Wait, is the hammer moving? How does Thor have that much concentration? He's about to get an axe in the chest. Wait, Thor's not controlling the hammer. Oh my God, Captain America's worthy. Oh, Captain, my Captain. Captain America is as worthy as a literal god. That's character development. And now Thanos has gone back to beating everyone senseless. His shield broke? Oh God. Oh, this is where it happens. Oh, Captain America's gonna die. I can't watch this. On your left. What the hell is on his... Oh my God. Is that T'Challa? They're back!
Valkyrie!
They're all back! Spider-Man! Oh, Doctor Strange! This fight is gonna go down as the greatest fight in comic book cinematic history. Okay, Spider-Man and Iron Man hugging it out. I'ma lose it. I'ma lose it. Oh, they're playing hot potato with the Infinity Stones. Just the most powerful weapon in the universe. And somehow Thanos got the gauntlet back. Oh God. We are really about to watch all our heroes die all over again. I can't watch this. I can't watch this. He's about to snap. Wait, what happened? The gauntlet doesn't have the stones. Tony has the stones. Tony just snapped his fingers. Wait. And this is it. This is what despair feels like. At least we still have Captain America. Oh, he's taking the stones back, just like a hero would do. Why does Cap have gray hair? I'm going to need a very good therapist after this movie. We lost Captain America too? Oh no! Well, it's been a great ride. 11 years. And I think this is the ending we all deserve. And now to start another 11-year journey with Phase 4. Or that's just crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the Keefe crew, how it felt watching Avengers Endgame.
Which, honestly, it's true as fuck.
Like, because people were emotional as fuck when Iron Man was hugging Peter Parker and shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. I mean, in the movie theater with my daughter, I cried when Black Widow died. I cried when Iron Man died. I got teary-eyed fucking at the end when Captain America passing on along the shield. And I fucking...
And people still hate that shit.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. I've watched that movie God knows how many times in the last year. And I still fucking get emotional during all those scenes. It goes back to what we were just talking about with Kamala, where we develop a connection to those people when growing up, watching it and everything like that. And even if it's just a fucking movie, we still get those connections to those people.
That feeling right there, you get that shit when you're watching fucking anime,
Well, I mean, same thing.
Except for when you see Krillin die in Dragon Ball, that's
yeah, whatever.
he's gonna get brought back.
poor fucking Krillin, I swear. Well, since we're talking about Marvel and we're talking about superheroes and whatnot, well, it leads us kind of into our question of the week. We asked on Twitter and in our local Dragon Ball group, if you could be a superhero from either DC or Marvel, who would you be? We got a ton of responses. Or not a ton of responses, but we got quite a few responses. So, a couple of responses that we got were, we got multiple Batman responses. We got a Superman response. We got a Spider-Man response. And, I mean, the normal fucking responses. So, if you could be somebody, who would you be?
What? Just because there's a lot of Batman people out there, I'm gonna go with Black Panther.
Oh shit. Oh fuck.
Same hero in a sense. But one doesn't need research. He can still just whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And he's richer than Batman.
So. Oh, fuck yeah, he is. You know what? From knowing the difference between the two, I love Deadpool, don't get me wrong. Between watching the Green Arrow TV show, watching and reading some of the past history of him and everything like that, I would actually choose Slade Wilson and become Deathstroke. And the fact that, and the also the other thing too is DC's coming out with a animated Deathstroke movie, so I'm looking forward to that. But honestly, I think Deathstroke's just pure badass. I mean,
oh hell yeah,
he's got the gun. I mean, he's of course Marvel and DC, you know, sharing the same characters and whatnot. Slade Wilson, Wade Wilson, Deadpool, yeah. Deathstroke. I mean, the same fucking people and whatnot. So, you know, the only difference I think is the healing ability and whatnot. So, I mean, but honestly, I'd take Deathstroke still. So, and whatnot. So that's that.
I think that's it for our episode. Let me plug in this aux cord.
Yeah, you got an aux cord now. Now that everything is all set back up again and shit. Yeah, yeah. So, well, since we're going to get into music songs of the week fairly early this week, since we don't really have a lot to talk about.
We really don't.
Not really. I mean, we're trying to avoid politics. That's one of the biggest reasons why we don't have a lot to talk about this week, because we're trying to avoid politics for the first time in a couple weeks. So, you have your shit ready, or you want me to play mine first?
You go ahead and play yours
first. All right, so I got my song of the week. I'm going to hit the button. Yeah, I'm going to play it since we still have that set up. I shouldn't have treated you bad.
last forever. So let me in, give me another chance to really be a man. Cause when the roof caved in and the truth came out, I just didn't know what to do. But when I become a star, we'll be living so large, I'll do anything for you. So tell me, girl, what you say? That you only meant well, well, cause you did. What you say? Oh, what you say? What you say? That it's all for the best, because it is.
Damn. I heard that in hella long.
Oh, I know, right? Me and Mrs. Skittles.
Is it wrong to call that song the death anthem?
Mrs. Skittles and I were cleaning yesterday, and we had the speaker and the phone Bluetooth to the speaker, and we were listening to songs, and completely fucking forgot that that song was on my playlist. And it just randomly came out. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot about that song.
What'd you
say?
It's
been a minute.
What? What?
No, right?
All right. So here's mine. That song was called Blossom by Lakey Inspired.
Fuck. It's instrumental music. I fucking love that shit, man. I love
it. Very relaxing, especially after you hit the blunt.
Right? Well, for me, instrumental music doesn't matter whether it's that or...
Before you continue real quick. Are we doing birthday shots? Oh, shit.
I fucked up last week, so I have to.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I have to do a birthday shout out. So, go ahead. What I was going to say, though, was for me, instrumental music, if I get extremely fucking pissed off and I'm in one of those fucking depressed, fucking pissed off at everybody, and I just need fucking something to clear my head. Instrumental music, man.
Right.
I go sit out in the car, fucking Pandora. I got a fucking special channel on Pandora that's just nothing but instrumental music, and I'll just fucking listen to that shit for a little bit, and I'll be good. I'll be clear. I'll be head clear, and I'll be able to go straight into fixing whatever I need to fix because I fucked, you know, because I was pissed off.
Yeah.
So instrumental music is my thing. So... you said you had a birthday. You were asking about birthday shout out. So what's up?
No, I said birthday shots.
Oh, you said shots. I thought you said shout out. All right.
There's a birthday shout out.
Fucked up last week when we were recording last week. I fucked up. So this last Wednesday, August 5th. Yeah. See, last week our episodes came out on the 3rd, which was before the 5th, which is when I was actually supposed to do this shout out, but I fucked up. I forgot. So this week we're going to do it. So we're going to give a special fucking happy birthday shout out to my wife, Mrs. Skittles, who turned 29. So happy birthday to her. And yes, we are going to take a birthday shot as soon as we're done recording before you take off.
All right, cool.
So anything else? You got anything else? I mean, I got something else, but you got anything else?
Shit. I don't have my mic right. Or not my mic. I have my mic for my PlayStation, but I don't have my camera that I use as a mic and other various reasons or shit. But, yeah, just make sure you guys stay tuned on the whole Twitch channel, Black Koopa. on twitch.tv and shit. And make sure you also check out today's pregame episode on Chris's podcast, my sidecast. So it's Chris's podcast on Anchor, but you can follow me on Twitter at sidecastcpc.
Yeah. And then speaking of Twitch, the Skittle Show is going to start twitching every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes Saturdays, and sometimes even Sundays when Rex over here decides he wants to hop on stream and play some sports games instead.
Eventually, yeah, we still got to finish River City.
Dude, we really do. We really do.
We had the opportunity the Sunday, I think. Yeah, Sunday or Saturday. Last, or whatever, Friday. Yeah, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We had the opportunity, but.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
We ate food and got lazy.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, speaking of the fucking, I'm trying to multitask here. I gotta remember my fucking phone number. What was I gonna say? Yeah, speaking of that, the Skittle Show is gonna start streaming on Twitch Monday through Friday, in the afternoons, and we're going to be streaming MLB The Show, Madden, Untapped In, playing Dragon Ball, sometimes Magic. Depending on who wants to hop on. And that you can follow. And it's Sweet Skittle 69 on Twitch. So make sure you go follow that. The first episode for that is going to be tomorrow. Or today, actually. Monday, August 10th. So make sure y'all go check that out. It'll be this afternoon, actually, Monday this afternoon, probably around 3:30 Pacific time. So make sure y'all go check that out. So Sweet Skittle.
So let's go dive all the way back. Take a quick dive back into the sports world. 49ers just signed Jordan Reed.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Fuck.
Nice.
I wanted to call him McDonald, but McDonald's, but George Kittle on one side for the time,
and Jordan Reed on the other side. That's gonna be, and then you got fucking Goodwin.
Yep. Oh yeah. And by the way, I didn't know Snoop had a cookbook. It's called From Crook to Cook. Platinum recipes from the Boss Dog's kitchen.
That's cool. I didn't know that either.
Holy shit. For my fellow gamers, especially who play and follow Street Fighter. Yoshinori Ono announces departure from Capcom after almost 27 years with the company.
Shit.
There's people that say that he can't speak a lick of English, but all in all, he's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
Good person. And what he's done and what he's tried to do for the series, we thank you. I thank you. And hopefully, if you start something new, it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Now, that being said, before I dive more into the world of what the fuck? when you're so anti-government that you pay extra money to the government to show the government you don't support them.
The fuck?
So, this is on this Jeep, the back of it, the license plate says anti-gov. Yeah, so on that note, I am Rex.
Skittles.
And
get the fuck out.
All right, people. It's time to go home. Yep. Losing time. We're ready to head on out. So let's go. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Now you're making me mad. You're gonna make me swear. Get the fuck out of here. Finish up that beer. You might as well call it a night, my friend. You're gonna have to get the fuck out. Uh-huh. Well, maybe I'm out of line, but I'll take the blame. There's no better choice of words that I can use to explain. Get the fuck out of here.